KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundways.
Try to find my way with this broken compass. Hard to find a way when you're out of focus. My mind loves a strain on my desk, humongous. Tell her run away to go find his purpose. The other days, it's not always so pointless. Who made you feel so down and worthless? Down on yourself, no one really wants to help. So you do it on yourself, if you really can tell. I'm lost, sure, we're lost. I'm lost, you're lost. We're lost, I'm lost. Sure, you're lost. Sure, we're lost.
My name is M.O.D., Mod if you can't read. A solo artist out here trying to make it big, a little kid trying to make a dream come true. I would say the best way to describe my music, something that always gives you something new. It's something that is not always changing, but when it does, it's very refreshing. You know, I rap, I sing, you know, I'm working on some rock stuff, so, you know, it's for those people that don't necessarily like listening to one genre all the time. And, you know, it's like a one pit stop. That's how the best way I can describe it. It's like a Dollar Tree on steroids. So when I was very young, okay, before I was even born, my dad was, so I was born and raised in Landstuhl, Germany. What he would do was he was a DJ. And so since I was like 10, he would make me carry these big-ass speakers with my older brother everywhere we went. Like, we would help him set up and tear down and stuff like that. And then sometimes, obviously, he would have to have, like, a bathroom break. And so my older brother Akeem, he was too scared to kind of, like, be in front of people. So my dad taught me how to, like, mix in the next song and stuff like that. And it was really cool. Ever since then, I want to say it was, like, I always had an interest in music, but I never knew what I wanted to do with it. Like, was I just a consumer? Maybe I was just a fan. The main thing that came about was when I actually started writing, and I wanted to, like, I found out that I had something, I guess, to say and something to get off my chest. Music is how we decorate time, and I bit that off of a quote, but like, we can always waste our time doing something, but when we're listening to those certain songs, it could literally switch our moves like that.
Life don't have to be so complicated. I'm just so happy you're here and that you made it, cause life don't have to be so complicated.
I think I'm like a freshman in I had to be a freshman in college, right? And so, didn't really want to go to college. Like, my dad kind of gave me, like, an option. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to college. And so, I'm coming home from lunch. And out of nowhere, I hear that, you know, no disrespect to Lil Pump and all that. You know, it is what it is. Art is art, like, however you want to present it. But I heard him going, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. And I heard it like 36 times. And I was like, okay, there's no way in hell that I can't make a song just as good or a little bit different or better. You know what I mean? And I'm still not trying to, you know, disrespect his art. But so I sat here and I wrote for like maybe days on end. And I'm like talking to my older brother. I'm like, bro, hear what I just wrote. And he's like, oh, this is trash, this is garbage, like, you shouldn't be doing this, like, just focus on school. And I'm like, okay, fuck this dude. I'm gonna make something for him to like turn his head or something. I actually wrote First Day Out, and First Day Out is the name of my very first ever project dropped on anything. And it meant a lot to me because it was like everything that I said in that song was true. Like, I crashed my car on the first day of like college, and I couldn't tell my dad because he was like on a deployment or something like that. So it was like every time he would FaceTime me, I'm like, yeah, no, school's going great. And he would talk about the car and like, is there any issues? It's like, school's going great, you know. And so I wrote that song, and like it was the first time where I actually felt like, well, okay, my older brother basically told me, he's like, dude, you're really like saying something right now. Fast forward, I end up running into one of my high school buddies that I hadn't seen in a while. He's a solo artist right now. His name is Mama's Boy. But after my little brother's football game, I go out there and he's just sitting there, and I try to catch up with him, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, I've been making music, to be honest with you. Like, this is what we're doing. He shows me this video of this concert that they had, and like, literally in the video, I could just feel the energy, and like, I'm seeing like old people jumping up and down, like, and like, relatively, like, oh, age is just a number, but you know, like, 50-year-olds were like jumping up and down. And so I was like, dude, this is dope. Like, how do I get a part of this? And so we had something called the Beehive, and we had a friend named Saze that gave me his like baby of a beat at the time, and we ended up recording First Day Out. It was done in like an hour. It wasn't done in an hour. It's like 45 minutes, and I recorded it, layered it up and everything like that, and it sounded dope. And then from then on out, I was like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do. This is, I can't describe the feeling, you know what I mean? The first time being in a booth that actually has soundproof walls and shit, like, it was crazy for me. And you know, and it progressed into this whole, we ended up joining a group. Unfortunately, it fell through just because of egos and everything like that. But then after that, we all stuck together. You know, I ended up moving into the same house as a lot of my the people that stuck around, basically, like I was telling you. They started making a lot more beats for me because I would show up every so often with like a new song. And from there, they just taught me all the ropes, you know what I mean? And told me how to keep a cadence and not sound monotone.
Wow, it's this guy again. Calm down. Come on. All right. It's M.O.D. Mod if you can't read. Come on. It's a sunny day in Utah. It's weird when an MC such as me has to set the bar for the dragon chases that injector, killing kings like lion kings, feeling scar. Who do I think I are? Collecting my irreplaceable hearts in a jar, casting spells, hoping they go well like my dude far. But so far, I've been untouchable. You gullible, half syllable. Who thinks he's invincible? To my fully.
Before I started making my own music and like realizing how hard the shit was actually, you know what I mean? And then like, I always wanted an artist to be able to do multiple things, because I would, for example, like Frank Ocean, I love all of his stuff that he puts out. And I was like, this dude is doing so much different shit at once that it's like, it's crazy to me, you know, that like no one else is trying to do the same thing. I definitely think that it's gonna be the future. Like, for people that like, for example, our generation, when they listen to artists nowadays, you can hear it in Drake, you can hear it in Travis Scott, you can hear it in Tyler the Creator, you can hear it in so many different people, and they want more from their artists. It's not just, okay, you got a dope rap song, or you can sing, or you can do a country song, or you can do an alternative rock thing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like most people are gonna start gravitating to people that can do that all in one. And so when I was thinking about it, and when I was going through it, I was like, you know, the first time I ever wrote like a singing song, I didn't think that I had the voice for that. Here I am, a rapper writing a singing song, but it feels so right to me. You know what I mean? It feels so organic, and it feels like, you know, it's definitely stuff that I'm pulling from my past. You know, I never wrote out the question of me becoming like a ghostwriter for somebody if like there's a song where I know my vocals won't hit. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be singing no Whitney Houston, you know? But I'm like, when I write these songs and I write it from my heart, it's like, it doesn't always have to end up being like this. And then for so long, I was thinking, and I was so self-conscious about like, okay, what will people think if I dropped a singing song? And then it occurred to me that it's like, it doesn't matter. If it's all coming from me and it's all coming from the heart, then it should be received in the same sense. You know what I mean? And the people that are going to stick around and the people that we eventually as artists call fans and stuff like that, they're gonna really appreciate that because they get something different, you know. And for me, I just hated that like people would get to this pinnacle point of the industry, so to speak, and they're like, okay, all I have to do is just chill now. And it's like, no, dude, keep pushing the envelope, keep doing things that are out of pocket, make people think in different ways, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's how we get different generations of music. Like Lil Wayne and Travis Scott and T-Pain, all those guys paved the way for people to start using autotune and venturing out into like, you know, okay, maybe we can collab. Like Run-DMC, when they collabed with like a rock and roll beat, like that was the first time that anyone's ever done that. And it's like, if you don't do it, who will? You know, at that point, it's like we're getting to a point where everything is kind of falling into the same categories. And I don't ever want music to be like that, because it's like music is a depiction of how society is. And so if music doesn't change, that means society hasn't grown. We haven't grown as a universal consciousness. With that, you can also say that like now you got a bunch of people in the same spot where it's like you would have never met this type of guy at like a Coldplay concert. But now it's like, because this artist does like something that's rap and alternative rock, now you're bringing so many more people together. What better way to do that with your music than to basically say like, nah, dude, I rap, but I also make music for everybody else. It's like, I'm not gonna be pulled into just one genre. And so if you expand your horizons and you expand your mind on things, I feel like the best things come from things that don't necessarily mesh with your discography. Like if you are a rapper and out of nowhere you decide that one day you're gonna wanna do a singing thing, like MGK, for example. This dude, I'm a wild boy, and now he's doing rock songs? Ridiculous. Outside of music, like talking personally, like a human life, you don't have to be defined by one mistake. You don't have to be defined by what your job is or your ethnicity, race, religion, you know, sexual orientation, whatever. You don't have to be defined by that. Like there's no way to confine you. You are you, you know, and that's what I want people to understand. I'm sorry, I got a little lengthy on that, but like, It's so deep for me. Like it means a lot of things for me when it comes to like meshing genres. I feel like you're meshing people too. Lotus, hopeless, Lotus, I know you smell the roses. Lotus, Lotus, I know you know this. Hopeless, Lotus, I know you smell the roses. What a world reduced to trash. Society's broke while we walk in class. Run the show behind the mask. Who they are, we never ask. Live our lives completing tasks. See the smoke, it's smell the ash. They live in glamour while we live in trash. Come together, we can really smash. Where we are, we'll never last. We'll die away while the riches laugh. Lotus, Lotus, I know you know this. Hopeless, Lotus, I know you smell roses. Lotus, Lotus, I know you know this. Hopeless, Lotus, I know you smell roses. So this song is called When Summer Leaves. There's this whole storyline basically about me falling in love with a girl, and I end up liking her a little bit more than, you know, she likes me, unfortunately. And, you know how that ends. So now it's just this song of acceptance. Like, okay, we both know that we're bad for each other, but, you know, we can still ride this out until the wheels fall off. At least that's where I'm coming from. When summer leaves, man, when summer leaves, it's always cold and it always sucks because, you know, it's cold alone.
M.O.D. and the B. I can tell you're leaving me. I don't need my eyes to see. You've been drifting quietly. Wow. I've been dreaming sound asleep. Now memories are all I keep. Even though I knew you'd always leave. Yeah. Heart's open and I let it bleed. Yeah. Hope you know you were all I need. The days long and the night seems longer. I'm holding on but my feelings seem stronger. Always knew you'd turn into a monster. Always acted so my hand in the Oscar. Hear my songs and you show up at the concert. Photo bombs in the corner wearing my shirt. Won't be long till she tell me make her legs hurt. Take it wrong, spend the night under her skirt.
Close the door when you walk out. Don't ignore or shut it out. Close the door when you walk out. Don't ignore or shut it out.
What's the point if you always run? We play around but you never come. We watch the town as my fingers run. Yeah. Through your hair in the pink sun. Yeah. Not a dress but you're still the best. Got some time that I could invest. Yeah. You coming over but I show up less. We're falling over but you're still impressed.
Okay, so on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, it's One True Mod. On TikTok, if they want to find me on like Spotify or Apple, it's just M-O-D, you know, Mod. We're no longer doing this lovey-dovey stuff, man. I'm going hardcore. Arcadia Light and me have this EP coming out. It's 3 songs, and it might be a rock album. I mean, a rock EP. With Lotus on there, and then a couple other songs that haven't been finished yet, so we haven't had a name for it. Or we have this 12-minute album idea where every song is like a minute long. Every single episode is a completely different thing, and it goes off on its own tangent. And so Arcadia Light actually produced this whole entire thing. We're just trying to get it recorded right now, but it's we still don't have a name for it. I really want to call it Love, Death, and Robots. But, yeah, so basically every single song is going to just kind of showcase all the things that I can do rather than just having, like, different EPs showing you, you know? So there's going to be a rock song. There's going to be a singing song. There's going to be, like, a sad boy song. There's going to be a rap song. There's going to be just a beat. It's awesome, and it's probably one of my favorite projects to work on, and just songs in general. To work on all together.
Yeah, just like that, just like the water.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes. The Craft Lake City Holiday Market will take place on December 3rd and 4th at the Monarch in Ogden's Nine Rails Creative District. Exhibitor applications are open through September 23rd, so make sure to apply for a chance to secure a spot at this winter extravaganza. Find more information at craftlakecity.com/holidaymarket2021. The next Slug Picnic is on September 25th. Bring your beach chairs and furry friends for live performances from Narc, Gag Order, Total Cereal, and Mewty. In between sets, you can do some shopping with local artisans and enjoy food from our featured food truck. Get your tickets at slugmag.bigcartel.com.